Hello, Captain Hamilton.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Ready to go home.
I'm sure you are. My name is Corinne Luthi,
yeah.
And I work with the Enterprise in Williamston. Are you familiar with the
yep.
newspaper?
Yeah, that's my hometown.
Okay. Well, I guess we can just dive right into it. And if you want to tell me a little bit about yourself, you know, where you were raised in Martin County, what high school you went to when you graduated.
Okay. I graduated from Williamson High School in 1991. I was a cheerleader, and I ran track and played softball and basketball. I went to Elizabeth City State University right after high school and joined the Army National Guard. A year later, I went active duty Army. Then I did 9 years in as an MP.
Okay.
And then am I going too fast?
No. Let's see. You said a year later you joined the Army and then 9 years in as an MT?
Yes. Mm-hmm. On active
okay.
duty. I quit going to college
mm-hmm.
my sophomore year.
Okay.
So I was in the National Guard while I was in college for
mm-hmm.
that year. And then I went active duty.
Okay.
In 1992.
Okay. During college. Sorry, I'm trying to keep up. My writing is slow today.
Oh, okay. That's fine. We got a delay in the phone call anyway, so it's fine.
That helps, actually.
Yeah. Let me see. After I did the 9 years, I got out and went back to college full time.
Mm-hmm.
I did ROTC and got commissioned. And then I got my first duty station as an officer was Fort Richardson, Alaska. And
mm-hmm.
then I went to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri for school.
Okay, so Fort Richardson, Alaska, and then where did you say in Missouri?
Fort Leonard Wood.
Okay.
It's two words, Leonard Wood.
Okay.
And then I went to Fort Riley in January of 2009.
Okay.
And then I deployed with the 1ID, 1st Infantry Division.
Okay. Could you say that one more time?
1st Infantry Division.
Okay. And where are you stationed right now?
Right now I'm in Basra, Iraq.
Okay. Okay. And what made you decide to go into the military?
Really, honestly, I wanted to be able to carry a gun. That was
okay.
the thing that really got me excited and why I wanted to be an MP. So... I liked it. I like being able to, you know, be strong and
mm-hmm.
It was exciting for me as a teenager. I joined when I was 17.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your family and friends that still live in Martin County in Williamson?
My mother is Carolyn Bond. She's a recently retired teacher's assistant for the Martin County school system.
Did you say Carolyn Bond?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
My father is Curtis Bond, and he lives in Windsor.
Okay.
I have lots of relatives, cousins, and friends that still live in Martin County. I have my two children,
mm-hmm.
Charity and Cyrus, that live in Williamson with my mom right now while I'm here.
Okay, you said Charity and Cyrus?
And Cyrus, C-Y-R-U-S.
Okay.
And I recently got married to Samuel Hamilton in July of this year, and I got married in Williamson at my mom's house.
Okay. And does he live in Williamston?
No, he's stationed at Fort Riley as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and let's see. When should you be coming home next?
I'll be home for New Year's.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, first thing I plan to do is go get my children.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can imagine.
Celebrate a late, huh?
So I can imagine.
Oh, yeah, yep. I'll go get them and celebrate a late Christmas, and then go back to Fort Riley.
Mm-hmm. And what plans do you have for Christmas while you're in Iraq?
What plans? Let me see. We, of course, have a chapel service for different religious groups.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably be attending those, just like I did for Thanksgiving. And they always plan a special meal at the dining facility.
Okay.
And sometimes they have some of the leaders serve the soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably volunteer to serve.
Okay.
I didn't get to serve for Thanksgiving, though. And probably Skype. Wow.
Do you do a lot on Skype?
Oh, yeah, every day I Skype, either with my children or with my husband or my godparents.
Mm-hmm.
Skype has a telephone service where I have a phone number and they can call my computer,
mm-hmm.
and I talk to them on a headset just like a regular cell phone or a house phone.
That's nice.
When the internet connection is up, so. Yep, it's very convenient.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else that you would want to tell your family and friends, you know, since you're not going to be here for Christmas, anything you'd like to tell them?
I would like to say that it's an honor to serve. First of all, the Army has done so many awesome things for my life. I've had experiences I never thought I would, you know, good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And also that it's a privilege to serve my country at this time while we're helping Iraq become sovereign,
mm-hmm.
stable, and self-reliant.
Mm-hmm.
And that I've enjoyed these 19 years that I've been associated with the military. And I want to thank all the others that have served before me and the ones that will serve after me.
Okay. Let's see. Thank.
Oh. And
okay.
I want to also, thank God. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I would like to have God in there somewhere.
Okay.
That, he has really helped me through, I've seen his hand on my life, my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I give all the honor to God for what I am.
Okay. And now, is there any way, do you have like an email address or something where I could get you to send me a picture, or maybe I could contact somebody in your family to get a picture of you?
I gave 4 pictures on email to Lieutenant Porter. And
okay.
People will be emailing them to you.
Okay.
So
right.
Any one of the 4 you can use, or
okay.
However you want to do it.
Okay.
But there is one where I'm holding a bunch of food. Can you
mm-hmm.
crop the food out?
Yeah.
I was like, that wouldn't look good. So I would appreciate it if you choose to use that one, that you could crop the food out.
Okay. and let me make sure I have your name spelled right. Is it Candida?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add or anything else you feel I forgot?
But I send season's greetings to my mom and my children. And I want to thank my mom for taking care of my children while I'm away serving.
Okay.
Can I add one more other thing?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I just want to I don't know, not dedicate, but I just want to, I guess, in memory of one of our soldiers that died while I was here.
Okay.
His name is Sergeant Brandon Maggart.
Okay. And, Could you spell his last name, please?
M-A-G-G-A-R-T. He was killed over here on 22 August of this year.
Okay.
And I'll never forget him.
Okay. And you said his last name was M-A-T-T-A-R-T?
No, Maggart. M-A-G-G-A-R-T.
Okay,
he
sorry.
Like golf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you talking to me, and I know everybody in Williamson will be excited to see it.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity, really. It's an
no,
honor.
No problem. I feel honored to be able to talk to you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be looking for those pictures from Lieutenant Porter.
Okay. All right, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.